now that we're in the very last days before the holidays, as a way of helping you survive the stress and maybe even lift your spirits, we thought we would bring you a little live music. The sisters, singer-songwriters Kate and Anna McGarrigle have been making people happy with their music for 3 decades now, and a new collection of holiday songs called The McGarrigle Christmas Hour has just been released by Nonesuch Records. They'll also be performing this Wednesday at Carnegie Hall, and they'll be joined, as they are on their new album, by Emmylou Harris, Rufus Wainwright, and Martha Wainwright. I'm very pleased that they join me now to spread some holiday cheer. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Can I assume that these are the kinds of songs you grew up with in Canada?
Not really. No, we grew up in a little French village north of Montreal. And so we went to French school with the nuns there, and we learned French carols, I guess. A lot of them were translated into English. There's, you know, like Angels We Have Heard on High, which is called Les Anges dans nos campagnes in French. But the stuff you hear on this is some stuff we found in a book called the Red Carol Book. A book was found in the junk shop, and it's more like English, British stuff.
Although there's Il est né, which is a little town of Bethlehem.
No, Il est né is Quebec. Is a
France,
Quebec.
Very, very.
Oh no, that yeah, that's yeah, French. Yeah. And then you have a little town of Bethlehem.
Yes, well. Yes, that's which is American.
Yeah, and I don't think a little town of Bethlehem is translated into French.
Oh, you know, I think the person who wrote that, was he not a speech writer for President Lincoln.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, who wrote the lyrics to it anyway.
Well, I'll feel very patriotic the next time I listen to it. Did you come from a musical family?
You could say that, yes.
So you all sang together when you were growing up?
Yes, we did. We did. our father would bribe us with a nickel, maybe a penny, depending on how old we were, to sing harmonies on songs, just any kind of songs, you know.
And what about playing musical instruments? Because you play guitars and piano.
Well, we were very lucky because he had collected a whole bunch of. We had a ukulele at home. We had a guitar, banjo. We had a bunch of. We had a zither. He picked up a lot of stuff in junk stores of old instruments and stuff like that. And he never said we couldn't play them or touch them. Like, they were all hanging around the living room, and we'd kind of pick them up.
Consequently, they're all broken.
They're all
today.
Broken, of course. And we would actually fight, you know, throw them against the wall and stuff like that and jump on them. But eventually, we would pick them up and try and make noise out of them.
And did he teach you how to play them?
He taught me a G chord on the guitar.
With one finger.
Right.
Yeah, if you're a little tiny kid, all you can manage really is just putting your index finger on the first string on the third fret. That's good
and
enough.
Playing the top four strings. Yeah.
I'm guessing, but the nuns probably taught you how to play.
Well, our father played piano, and actually my sister Janie, our older sister Janie, taught me how to play Boogie Woogie when I was 4 on the piano. Da-na-na-na-na. And when I got to music school, when I got to school, and the nuns at school taught us how to, and they said, can you play anything? And I sat down, I remember I was 6 or something, like grade 1, and I played Boogie Woogie, and they were kind of like shocked. You know? And so they quickly got out the rulers, hit me over the
knuckles.
The knuckles, and put a little bit of Bach and Mozart in front of me.
Well, I promise you I won't hit you over the knuckles. What are you going to play for us?
We're going to start with a song that's on our new record. It's called Wise Men, and it was written post 9/11 in the early winter of 2001.
Yes.
Stars are bright and constellations rule your life. Long ago, 3 kings set out to follow. Made them take leave of last nights. The bells upon the camel ringing, and the wind playing on ribs of sand. Must be the voices of angels singing.
Anna McGarrigal singing Wise Men. Is this something you're going to perform in the concert at Carnegie Hall?
Yes, yes.
Is on the album you have a lot of family members and other and friends. What's it like to do something where just the two of you perform? Does it remind you of the good old days?
yes, at the very beginning when Kate and I used to sing in coffee houses when we were still in high school, we used to sing with another girl. Kate and I played the guitars, and the other girl was Mary. We were the Peter and Paul.
Right. She was the lead singer.
Kate, Anne, and Mary.
That's right.
Yeah. And
her name was Michelle.
Her name was Michelle, and she did the lead singing, and Anne and I would do the backup singing and play guitar behind her. So we never really just did. I think we did one show once, Anne and I, just with Johnny Carignan, who was a fiddler.
And you haven't done this for quite a while now, have you?
Two of us playing guitars and nylon string guitars.
Well, only under duress.
Right, no.
Well, I hope you don't feel duress now.
No, it's actually
kind of fun.
Now, you were going to school studying other things. Excuse me, Kate, you were studying engineering at McGill, and Anna studying painting at the École des Beaux-Arts in Montreal. And you were just playing for fun, or was it your real love?
Oh, no, actually, before we were even in university, we had played, because our father was born in 1899, our mother was born in 1904, so they were very kind of like, they were like a generation ahead of
our friends' parents
were like, you know, like...
They were like quite old. They were well into their 40s, you know, when they...
And 50s.
And they were in their 50s.
When we were little kids. So, so it was unusual that we could actually play and sing in, like in the early 60s and that. So when we were in high school, because we could play guitar and sing, people would kind of watch us and say, oh, do you want to come and teach me something or play with us? And so finally we caught the attention of these two guys, Peter Weldon and Jack Nissenson, who were quite a bit old. Well, Peter was 8 years older than me, and Jack was 13 years old. And they were saying, oh, girls who can sing and play. And they were graduate students already in university. And we were still in high school, you know, just getting out of high school. And so they drafted us into their group. And so we played, like, from the time, even before we were in university, till, you know, right up through almost to the time, like, you know, I came to New York, like through the late 60s, we had been a part of this group. So that's why Anne and I never really sang together as Kate and Anna.
When did you start writing your own songs?
Well, when we worked with this with these guys, we could only do the songs of two songwriters. One was Galt McDermott, and the other was Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
And so you didn't...
So hair
to-
or...
Pre-hair, because he's from Montreal.
Yeah, and we had gone to his house, and he played us. He made us a tape of all his songs, and he performed them for us because we said we needed some material. And this was before hair, so he gave us a tape, and we used to do his stuff. And there was another guy. Yeah. It was a man called Wade Hemsworth, who's famous for having written the song "The Black Fly."
Well, you are famous for writing the song that Linda Ronstadt had a big hit with, "Heart Like a Wheel."
Yeah, that was later though. We started writing, I think, I wrote that in 1969.
That's what I said. At the end of the 60s, we kind of broke up with Peter and Jack, you know, as a group, and started writing our own songs because we were finally allowed to, like, you know, try something.
Is it odd hearing your song sung by someone like Linda Ronstadt or Emmylou Harris or Judy Collins or Joan Baez? Do they bring something, surprise you with something, or do you feel like
we do it best?
You
know, the thing is, when it first started, when this business of people covering our songs first started, I used to find it very intrusive in a way, you know, like, the song was written this way, why are they doing it that way? But now I'm delighted. And very flattered.
And Kate, the New York Times said of your song, I Eat Dinner, that had Emily Dickinson been a late 20th century songwriter, this might be just the sort of piece she would have written. That has to be taken as a major compliment.
Oh, yes, I was very, I cut that line out, and I...
Do you think we have time to squeeze in another song?
I think we do. We have, but it's a song that we didn't write. This is a song that Jackson Browne wrote, which I think is probably quickly becoming a Christmas classic. The Rebel Jesus.
Yeah, and on our record, Martha and Lily sing it.
Should interfere in the business. frees us. So I bid you pleasure, and I bid you cheer from a heathen and a pagan. On the side of the rebel with earthly toil, we have need for anything that frees us. So I bid you pleasure, and I bid you cheer from a heathen and a pagan. On the side of the
Jackson Browne's The Rebel Jesus, sung by Kate and Anna McGarrigle. You said that at the concert you will not be performing this. You have Emmylou Harris, Rufus Wainwright, Martha Wainwright, Teddy Thompson to choose from. How do you decide who's going to sing what?
Well, on the record, Martha and Lily sing the leads in it. First of all, we started with Anna and I, and Martha and Lily is Anna's daughter. Martha's my daughter.
You have so many family members here.
I know. So it's kind of like, so we might join in on some of the choir that we haven't quite figured out. Like, because when we went to mix a record, we were kind of like, some of the stuff sounded kind of scrappy and kind of all over the place. So we in order to make it kind of clean and everything, we kind of like tried to, you know, place things, as they say, when you're mixing. So, but on stage, I think we'll get some more voices on some of the stuff.
You have to be pleased by the way Rufus's career has taken off.
Yeah, I think he's having a good time. I'm waiting for him to call me. He hasn't called me in 4 days.
That isn't
spoken like
him.
A true mother.
I know, but normally I emailed him. I said, "Are you mad at me?" But I don't think he's. And then his secretary said, "No, he's just very busy."
Well, that's funny that you have to call your son's secretary.
Yeah.
Well, what about the two of you? You seem like you're so close. Has it always been so nice?
Yeah. Hmm. We've been very close. We have our sister Janie, who's she's 3.5 years older than I am, and she was just that much older that, you know.
She's old enough to terrorize us.
And Kate and I are 14 months apart. I'm a year older than she is. And we've always been kind of stuck together, and I'm shorter than she is. You know, like I wore the pink in the family, and she wore the blue. Kate was supposed to be the boy of the family, so
there are pictures of us when we're like 4 and 5, and I was taller than you when I was 4.
That's right.
It's kind of like
I'm short like my father,
and I'm not tall like my mother because she's not tall.
Will the family all be getting together on Christmas?
At some point,
those
maybe
of us who are alive,
right? Maybe not necessarily Christmas Day, but we always like kind of Anna's family, Anna and Dane, her husband Dane, and the kids always come to Saint Sever. That's where that's the house that we were brought up, and we moved there when I was 6 months old in the Laurentians. We all kind of hang out there between Christmas and New Year's, just when we go skating and skiing and, you know, eat leftover turkey and just kind of do winter. We do the bacchanalia thing. We wait till, you know, we eat up the rest of those days before the new year has to start.
Meanwhile, the family will be getting together with some friends because you'll be performing this Wednesday, the 21st, at Carnegie's Isaac Stern Auditorium. That's at 8 p.m. with Rufus Wainwright, Martha Wainwright, Teddy Thompson, Emmylou Harris, and for tickets, you can call 212-247-7800 or go to our show page at wnyc.org. There's also the album on Nonesuch called The McGarrigle Christmas Hour. Have I left anything out?
I think that's...
No, there'll be some other people at the concert, too. A couple of surprises, like our nephew, who's going to do a recitation that's on the record.
And there's going to be 15 people on stage.
Yeah, and... Loudon Wainwright's sister,
Sloane Wainwright, is going to join us.
And she'll be singing.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. Yeah. A lot of fun talking to you today. Thank you so much for coming
by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.